A ministry to India focuses on human trafficking. Missionary aviators continue helping in Bangladesh, and a ministry is pouring resources into Bible translation to reach the unreached. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The magnitude of human trafficking in India has only come out in the media recently. They're one of the greatest offenders worldwide, with approximately 150,000 young women trafficked as prostitutes. Brent Hampel says for several years, India partners been reaching into the situation to save lives.
We are praying and working with other organizations to help rescue these girls from the brothels and from the prostitution trade, and to free them into safe homes and into vocational training so that they can get a new start in their lives.
So far, they've helped between 50 and 100 women. Hampel says the ministry is difficult but spiritually rewarding.
It's starting from scratch for some of them, teaching them how to interact, how to conduct themselves in appropriate manners. And some girls do come to know Christ.
Hampel's urging Christians to get educated, pray, and fund efforts to save these young women. Next, intense fighting in the north, terrorist bombings in Colombo, and a nationalist movement are just some of the problems facing Christians in Sri Lanka. But IN Network isn't stopping their work there. IN's Rodi Rodehaver says they just opened their second school in the slums just outside of Colombo. He says it'll help the kids, but also their mothers.
When they bring their children to school, they stay for jobs, skills training, so that we can help those women have a chance to improve their selves and their ability to get jobs.
And help many of them out of prostitution. Rodehaver says this type of ministry is having an impact.
These children are being introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're not only being taught to read and write, but they're being discipled into the faith. These children then will go out and start families that will also be Christian. And many of the mothers are coming to know Christ.
$32 a month can sponsor a child's education. You're listening to Mission Network News. Book of Hope is excited about India's national broadcast of The Godman this Christmas season. Godman is a 3D animated film in the life of Christ. This is an amazing open door to reach lost souls with the gospel, because Indian television reaches a potential viewing audience of 1.1 billion people in India and parts of Nepal, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Bhutan, and Sri Lanka. Meanwhile, Bangladesh is seeking more than $2 billion to help recover from the deadly damage inflicted by Cyclone Sitter. Millions lost their homes in the storm. Rebuilding the infrastructure could take a long time. Mission Aviation Fellowship is not only providing emergency relief, but also establishing emergency communication hubs. MAF is one of only two civilian aviation operators in the country. Pray that their teams will find opportunities to share the comfort of Christ. And experts say more than 122 people around the world become Christians every day. Many of them are in developing nations where poverty is rife, Bibles are rare, and in some cases haven't been translated into their language yet. International Bible Society Send the Light Steve Johnson says that's changing.
We really believe that Bible translation is the bedrock to leading people to Christ. You know, effective evangelism really can't happen unless the Word of God is present in the mother tongue of people around the world. So right now we're in the process of translating up to 50 languages in key parts of the world.
He's urging believers to get involved.
There are stories in Africa of people that take one Bible and they tear it up and they pass out different portions so that everybody will have a piece of the Word of God. And that's how precious it is in certain parts of the world. And I think it's very important for us in the United States, who can so easily take God's word for granted, to understand that there's a desperate need.
You can help. Go to our website to find out how. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You have clean, safe drinking water, but 1 billion people around the world don't. This Christmas, International Aid wants to give you a water bottle. It's a great reminder of the physical need for clean water linked with the spiritual need for living water. Get your free water bottle at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.